This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, February 22. Is the church itself a barrier? Our reading comes from Luke chapter 11. One of the experts in the law answered him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us also." Jesus replied, "And you experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. Woe to you experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering." When Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, waiting to catch him in something he might say. Jesus spoke pointedly and critically against the leaders of God's people in that day. Instead of helping people draw near to God and enjoy his blessings, those leaders put up barriers through their legalistic, self-serving practices. Sadly, throughout history, some churches and church leaders have blocked access to spiritual life for people and have even abused people. We often hear of such cases in the news today. Corrupt leaders put barriers instead of bridges in front of people. As God's people who make up the church today, we must repent of these sins, be sure we have measures in place to prevent them from happening again, and be agents of healing to people who have been hurt. Have you been hurt by the church or its leaders? If so, you may be hesitant to participate in the life of a church. That's understandable. What can you do? Here are some suggestions. 1. Keep your focus on Jesus himself, especially through prayer and Bible reading. 2. Ask God to provide a few caring Christians with whom you can fellowship and grow spiritually. They can be a helpful bridge. 3. Through a Christian counselor, seek healing and strength to forgive. And 4. Remain open to a time when you can fully participate in a healthy church again. Pray with me. Forgive us, Lord, if we have acted as barriers instead of bridges. Bring healing to all who have been hurt by the church. Infuse us all with your love and grace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.